The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone, and many authors of military books. Heard here Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the radio on the show number 7 with Vinnie Martell of the phenomenal Vanilla Fudge. I can't believe it. I played his records in 1966, 67. I can't believe it. He's here with me. Of course, I'm here with him. And we're back on the air for show number 7 and a great show lined up. And I want to start the show by fading my theme song. And we're going to go in to this hit record by a group that the Vanilla Fudge covered, but this was the original record. We're going to segue right into Vinny's hit record, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Oh, nothing I can do about it.
Can you believe that song? Can you believe I played that record? Hunter, how are you? Janine, I love you. Look, can you believe I played that record, Billy Carlucci, at WYNS, the Nifty 1150. Then I played it at WSER. It was the greater version. No offense to you, Diana Ross, and Cindy Birdsong, who was with Patti LaBelle on the Bluebells. I was their road manager, Vinny. Would you believe that? Vinny, say hi to everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
That's enough, Vinny. You're getting paid very low wages. You all say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Doc, say hello.
Hello, my friends.
And Billy Carlucci, say hello.
Keep me hanging on.
They're much better with the mic on. Anyway, it's fantastic.
Set me free, why don't you be?
That's it. Go. Now listen, about 3 weeks ago, I'm at the South Star Diner, a little plug for the diner, Kerem owns it, and it's Turkish diner, and I speak Turkish, and I was having a nice meal, and I meet this gentleman, Jack.
I know him, what a great guy.
It's a story.
Listen, Air Force guy.
Remember, if you interrupt too many times, it's a lightning bolt for you. Anyway, I'm just busting you. So anyway, I'm having dinner at the South Star Diner, and lo and behold, Jack comes up, and his lovely wife, Kathy, and we get talking, and somehow I'm talking about my show, and he mentions he knows Vinnie Martell. I said, you're kidding me, are you serious? You mean the vanilla fudge? My God. A dream fulfilled. So anyway, Jack and Kathy, thank you very much. I love you, and I want to thank you for bringing us together on the air today on the 16th of December, 2003. And according to Richie Blackmore, Vinny, and John Lord, Vanilla Fudge's organ heavy sound was a large influence on the British band Deep Purple. Your thoughts, Vinny?
Exactly, yeah. We influenced a lot of people. What could I say? I guess the Lord gave us a talent, and we had great management. We had a fantastic producer, George Shadow Martin, who I consider like the best in the business.
Amen.
Really fantastic. And together, they were able to capture the vibes of four guys going in four different directions to go in the same direction.
Great way of putting it. Where did you cut it? What studio? Bell Sound? A&R?
We did it at a few studios. Where we started out in Hempstead, Long Island at Ultrasonic.
Okay.
And then we went to Mira Sound.
Right.
What street was that?
49th Street.
49th Street. Joe Venieri was there. Bill Stahl was the engineer in Hempstead. And, a couple other people, but we just had great people behind the scenes.
Listen, we have Dr. Savicki with us. Thank God, a wonderful man, a psychologist, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Air Force, and a Marine. Now, Doc, did you know that Vinny was in the United States Navy?
Oh, yes. Many times we danced with them.
Yeah, we used to shuffle you guys all over the place. No, that was great, man. I'll tell you, the Marines, they're doing the heavy load. The Marines are doing the heavy lifting. We shuffled them off to where they had to go. But God bless them for what you guys did, man, the Marines.
That's why we had leather necks.
That's right. I'm hip. Well, I'm glad you guys are still out there swinging because we got some problems going out today, man.
Now, Vinny, when did you join the Air Force, the Navy, and how long were you in?
I joined in 1960, actually, and I was in 3 years and 10 months, called the Kitty Cruise. You get in when you're 17, you get out a day before you're 21. And, you know, I wanted to go in. I'm from the Bronx, and my friends were starting to get into troubles. Who's stealing cars? Not really stealing, but taking them for a ride. But we'd bring them back.
Give me your street kid like us.
You know, yeah, we'd bring the car back. You know, that was the difference.
Very nice.
Just took them for a ride. But either way, people get in trouble, and me in school were kind of going into different directions. So, you know, I had to do something. My folks says, you either join a service or, you know, so I wanted to go in really bad. I had uncles that talked about World War II up in the Aleutian Islands. My uncle Eddie was, this guy figured out how to get the condensation out of submarines' periscopes. He was one of these street guys that could figure anything out. And when they had nobody else, they went to my Uncle Ed. He'd figure it out. So hearing stories from him and my other uncle, Pete, was on a destroyer, tin cans, that they did 45-degree rolls. They could almost touch the water. All this stuff when you were a kid. Victory at Sea was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sea Hunt. All that. The music, Victory at Sea, infectious. Either way, I wanted to join up, so that's what I did, you know.
You know, Vinny, many people join the Navy to see the world.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when you talk about psychedelic, it's kind of getting into the world.
Yeah, well, give me that one more time. What are you talking about? What's a psychedelic got to do with it? Ask me that again.
The first psychedelic rock group in America doesn't understand what Dr. Andrew Sopicki just said.
No, it's like in the Navy, you want to see the world, but sometimes you can't join the Navy, but you can still experience the world psychedelically.
Oh, well, we did our share of that stuff, Purple if I may say. So. In fact, some of the stuff we did in the old days, I'm still coming down.
I thought Shelby Singleton from Mercury Records came up with that name, Psychedelic Lollipop.
How about
he had
that?
The Blues Magoos, and I thought he came up with that name.
Oh,
he told me he did.
Because
I worked for him.
Yeah. He might have. Sure.
Yeah. So, Vinny, listen, I remember you well writing songs when I lived in New York and things. I went to Mirasol. I did a lot of music at Mirasol with Joe Venieri and Shadow Morton.
Yeah.
And Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich.
Oh, yeah.
They were good friends of mine. But I remember that one. I remember seeing you guys in the studio rehearsing You Keep Me Hanging On. Over it.
Really? So you were there the first time that you did it then?
Yeah. I didn't want to disturb you. Joey said, don't say nothing because you're in the control room.
And not only that, but go ahead, not to interrupt you, but go ahead. I got something to...
You rehearsed, and I knew right away when I saw you guys just rehearsing that you're going to be big something. Big. And you were. Next time I saw you was on Ed Sullivan's show.
Oh, man. Mm. Again, fantastic people. Well, I got to hand it to, I don't know who was, I guess Joe Venieri was running the controls.
Joe Venieri was the backup sound guy with Brooks Arthur.
Who?
Brooks Arthur was the main engineer that studio.
Okay.
He actually owned the place with the Bob.
You know something? See, back in them days, what I was just into was like our producer, which was Shadow Morton. And Shadow, well, I got to give him credit, because he told us to just play the song. He didn't tell us they were running the machines yet, so we were relaxed.
Wonderful.
So we did it in a mono. It came out perfect.
Fantastic.
We have been playing it up and down the East Coast. I mean, so we were kind of tight with it. But in the studio is another head trip. So we were relaxed. We put it down. And see, I didn't even know that you were there the first time.
I was there, yeah.
Everybody was low key. And that's how it came out great. Oh. Nobody got tense. You know?
All on the Father Jim Drucker Show, Philly's doo-wop priest. Now, Billy, introduce the next song.
Hey, Season of the Witch. I love it.
Oh, man.
Outside my window.
over my shoulder. What do I see? And when I look over my shoulder, some ancient fella I'm longing to be. So strange, so strange. You've got to pick up every stitch to rabbits running in the ditch. That hip is out to make.
Philadelphia. This is Mrs. K's number one son, Gene, reminding you to tune in Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest, on WWDB AM 860 on your dial 4 to 5 p.m.
Vinny, I never knew that song was written by Donovan Leitch.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sunshine, Superman, Mellow Yellow.
Exactly.
Some great stuff. Yeah, Mole, jump in on this conversation here.
I was
By the way, this is Maul the man. He is, let's see, when Vinny's not with the gigging with the vanilla fudge, he's blessed that Vinny plays with the Suitcase Murphy. How'd you get that name, Suitcase Murphy?
Father was a con man in the movie The Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came up to the table and said, "What do you do?" And he said, "Suitcase Murphy, second story, man." I figured...
Did you know that Donovan Leitch wrote a beautiful song, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon, that was about St. Francis's life? But anyway, you had a thought, Mole.
Yeah, Vinny, I was telling Father that Shadow also produced the Shangri-Las. He had big success with the Shangri-Las.
Oh, sure, he did that. He did Walking in the Sand.
I did the Finger Snaps.
Okay.
I overdubbed Finger Snaps. Wow.
That's immortal. Oh, yeah.
I understand you have them insured for a lot of money, those fingers.
I got paid.
Getting closer to the mic, Billy. Get in there. Get in close.
I got paid for Finger Snaps. It was 50 cents a snap.
Listen, we have somebody on the line, Vinny. Somebody you're going to remember, a blast from the past, as we say. His name is Terry Barr. Good friend of mine. He's been on the air with me on OutsideFM.com. I'm on every Saturday morning, by the way, 6 to 8 in the morning. I taped the show. That's why it's 6 to 8 in the morning, because I'm not up. Yeah. Anyway, Terry Barr, I interviewed him once. He brought in Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, and he promoted a group with you at the Scottish Rites, Reading, PA, theater. Are you with us, Terry Barr? Say hello to Doc Savicki, a Mole, the Billy Carlucci of The Essentials. You know, I mean, Billy, you know Terry Barr very well.
Yes, I do.
And also Vinny. So tell a story that you were sharing with me yesterday by phone, Terry.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Hey, how you doing,
okay,
man?
My friend. Hi.
Good, Terry.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you too. Back
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I was telling Father Jim about the show that we did up at the Scottish Rites Cathedral here in West Reading. You guys brought the house down and burned the roof off.
Yeah.
As they say.
Okay.
We were in the middle of the song Season of the Witch.
Right.
And Carmine stopped drumming and starts talking to the audience. And I had no idea what he was doing. And I peeked out the side wing, and there stood the Wyomissing Fire Department. And here we set off smoke alarms, because the smoke we were using on stage, we didn't know there was infrared lights in the ceiling.
Holy mackerel.
And you guys tripped the alarm, and the fire company come walking in. I said, "Now that's burning down the house."
Wow, that's wild, man.
Keep you guys out of trouble. You know, Vinny?
Oh, man, we did a bunch of those. We did something with the Bee Gees in Anaheim. The power went down a couple of times. Washington, D.C., Fordham University, the power went down on a whole... you know, it causes a commotion sometimes. That's wild.
That's good publicity.
Sure.
Vinny, name the original group. Hold on, Secretary. Name all the members of the group.
Well, on organ and most of the vocals is Mark Stein from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Bass was Tim Bogert, the late great, what a fantastic bass player, Fort Lee, New Jersey, right over the Washington Bridge.
My diocese is Passaic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. We used to play at the Choo Choo Club in Lodi, New Jersey. Right?
Gotcha.
Choo Choo.
Choo Choo Club, where the Rascals started and the Vagrants with Leslie West.
A lot of chicks in that place.
Oh, man. I got a story I can tell you about that. But anyway, Carmine from Bay 8 Street in Brooklyn. He was in Thursday's Children, was the name of the group that we saw him at the Choo Choo Club. Timmy and Mark saw him. They liked his foot. He had a funky foot. For people that don't know, that's the bass drum. But anyways, so, and I'm from the Bronx, New York, near what used to be Freedom Land, right, where they built Route 95 and became Co-op City. But anyway, you know, that's where I'm from, so that's the answer.
How did you meet? How did you get together? You're in Brooklyn, Fort Lee?
Well, I'll tell you how we met. I just came out of the Navy.
Okay.
A little bit before that, my folks were down. I came back to New York. I was glad to get out of the sailors town, Norfolk, Virginia.
Amen.
After 3 years in Temple. Because I was offered to play with a band down there because we used to jam.
What was the group?
I don't know. I don't remember the name of the group, but it's one of these groups outside the base, NOB, Naval Operations Base.
Okay, gotcha.
Norfolk. And me and a couple other guys would go, and I'd play the guitar. I'd use one of the guitars, and we would do Peanut Butter, Love Potion Number 9, and something else. Anyway, so when I was getting out, they offered me if I wanted to join their band, but you want to get out of Navy Town after 3 years and 10 months. It's like 20 guys to one girl, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, forget about that. So I came back to the Bronx. I was glad to get back, and my folks were just moving to Florida. So this is a long-winded answer, but anyway, so I moved to Florida. I ended up getting to a couple of bands down there, which is a whole nother story. I got into a couple of bands, and I came back. They missed New York, the relatives, the family. They wanted to come back, so I was already in a couple of bands. I played in Key West. I ended up in. I came back to New York, and my mother, I had the best mother in the world, let me tell you. My mother's fantastic.
God bless her.
I'm telling you.
What's her name?
Sarah.
God bless her.
I'm looking forward to seeing when I get to heaven. That's why I'm trying to behave myself.
And my mother,
here.
Margaret, as well.
You know, all of our mothers. Our mothers are like the top of the line.
Always.
You got to revere them like they're fantastic because they are. And my father was very strict. He was the opposite end of the spectrum. Don't let him. The cops, no problem. Get in trouble. Don't let my father find out. It's one of those kind of things.
A street kid.
But I didn't get in trouble with the cops. Anyway, I was too afraid my father would find out. But anyway, he came from the other side. He came from Matera, Italy.
Wow.
So he was like a ruler of the family when he came over here. Everybody, but anyway, that's another. I have a book out. I got all this stuff in a book.
Well, you
got
to give me a copy of it.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put it on the air.
Thank you.
Autographed.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, absolutely.
Of course, no problem. But anyway, so I'm playing music in Florida. I come back to New York, and my mother said, get some cards, may go to the Union Hall at 52nd Street in Roseland Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. AFM?
Huh?
The AFM, American Federation.
The musicians locally. Yeah,
American
too.
Federation of Musicians.
Musicians, mm-hmm. Right.
I'm a member.
Oh, okay.
Guitar player like you.
Oh, okay.
Not as good as you, of course.
Well, I'd like to hear you play sometime. We'll jam sometime, right, Mo?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's got a whole
welcome.
Studio.
I'll have to pick either my Strato, my Gibson, or my Gretsch. I'm not sure.
I remember, you sent me the different guitars you got. Good for you. I handed the cards out, and one of these guys looks like Humphrey Bogart, fedora, trench coat. I give him. I handed my cards to everybody on the main floor. Then I went up to the office before I left to go take the subway back to the Bronx. So I hand this guy the card, and this guy takes the card. I can't think of his name at this point, but I will. As soon as we're off the air, I'll remember his name. I get a call from Joey Brennan, who was with Mark Stein and Tim Bogert and Rick Martin and the Showmen.
Okay.
This band. They were looking for another guitar player because Rick Martin was, I don't know, if they were getting ripped off or some, there was a problem and they wanted to get rid of this guy and he was the band leader. So they were looking for a guitar player. So that's how that started.
So that's the inside story of how the Vanilla Fudge started on the Father Jim Drucker Show, along with Dr. Savicky Mole. We have a mole, but God, we got to watch what we say here. And Billy Carlucci, I love you, Billy.
Yeah,
I love you.
It's a lot of fun being here.
Legendary Billy. Yeah. The number to call here is 888-329-3306. Now, both of us being guitar players, I love this song that's on Cadence of all labels. I thought it'd be like, you know. Anyway, this is Rumble. You remember this one, Vinny?
Of course, I love that
song. Link Ray.
You got it. Okay, everybody, that's Thoughts, a song that I wrote and went to number 6 in Italy, I'm glad to say, which is what Hanging On went to over here. By the way, let me back up a second to Rumble. Link Ray, I was in the Navy, and I was doing all my drinking back then, blackberry brandy. Me and this other guy from Queens, we'd buy the little bottles, we'd go to hit all the bars. Got thrown out of a couple of places physically, you know, just crazy stuff. But we saw Link Ray in Washington, D.C. And when you see these cats live and up front, it's a different vibe than when you just hear them on a radio.
He was good,
wasn't
he,
like
in person?
He was very good, and his music was infectious because it was intense, heavy guitar stuff, and guitars are like Thank you, Jesus, for making guitars. The sound of the low strings on a guitar will blow your mind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, you know, but I wrote this song here, Thoughts, and it was just a great, great song. And it's got a lot of harmonies in it. And anyway, you know, I could keep yapping.
Now, this is your version you did, but it was also on the Renaissance album, was it not?
Exactly, yeah. It was on Renaissance album, which was our third album. Again, produced by the great, late George Shadow Morton, fantastic producer.
And it was number six in Italy.
Went to number six. We're hanging on, went to here. We never pursued it. We should have went over there and maybe we could do it now. Who knows, you know.
Listen, we have on the phone, we can leave the music on a little bit, Matthew, my engineer, Matthew. Bring on Bobby Riley. Bobby, say hello to Benny, to Mole, to Doc, and to Billy Carlucci. And I love you, Bobby, brother veteran.
Hello. Hello, y'all. Merry Christmas.
I have a mystery
doo-wop tune for you. How did Jimmy ought to get this right away? It has a military connection and also to the Catholic Church. And it goes like this. Shirt and doobie-doo. Shirt and shooby-doo.
Shirt and shooby-doo. Shirt
and shooby-doo. Shoo-da-doo-shoo-be-doo. In the still of the night. Okay, Fred Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Warp label, Bobby Riley.
Yeah,
on the Warp label.
Yes.
Of course, Fred Paris, when I was a disc jockey, it was Jack Mitchell, JM and the AM, and WAVZ, New Haven, Connecticut. Across the street was Danny
New
Ingram.
New Haven, you got it.
And listen, Fred
what
Paris.
What church was that? Bernadette's Roman Catholic Church. In the basement, they recorded the song, right?
And Saint Fred, I made him a saint. I don't have that power, but what the heck? Fred Paris was from New Haven, and he used to come into the studios with great jocks, Bill Beam, Misha, Tracy Garneau, Joe Lane worked there. When I left WSCR to come there, Joe Lenti's his real name, became Joe McCoy at WCBS-FM. He had Jack Spector, Dan Ingram, Harry Harrison, Herb Oscarian, all worked for him. But it's great stuff, Bobby.
I knew you'd get it. That was the second doo-wop song that had actually doo-wop in it. The first was the year before. And that was 1955 by the Turbans out of Philadelphia. They actually wore turbans. When You Dance.
You're listening to the Bob Riley Show on WWDB-AM. Listen, I love you. Fade the music or bring up, maybe you'll be there. Before you begin that, Matthew, hold on 1 second. Bobby, mention the village that you're helping with Latifa. Mention that you're giving a lot of clothes out to the veterans, and there's a new housing down there for homeless veterans.
Yes, it's a veterans village, 36 formerly homeless veterans from last year. They got their first secure shelter, Veterans Village, 5127 Duffield Avenue, Frankfurt, about a block from where I grew up. I'm helping to put their first Christmas show together next Thursday. Father Jim, please, if you can, stop by. Send a Christmas card to them. They need to be thanked for their service, and they need to be loved the way we all love them. Thank you very much.
Very nice, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Love you.
Thank you.
Great job, Bobby.
I know it's not the proper thing.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Savicki with a vignette for our veterans on the Father Jim Drucker Show in Philadelphia.
I could just keep listening on and on to that song, Maybe You'll Be There, by Billy Carlucci and the Essentials. It's our theme song at the Disabled American Veterans. I just want to share with you some thoughts that have come across to me. People have asked, do you have to be a psychologist? Do you have to be a doctor to help someone? No. You just have to be there. Let me tell you some things to look for when you're talking to your brothers or sisters. When you're warning them and saying to them, I'm concerned about you. There's been some substance abuse in your life. Maybe there's some purposelessness, some anxiety. You feel hopeless. Those are times when they need you. It's okay to ask them, are you thinking about hurting yourself? I care. I want you to go see someone. I'll go with you. If you want more information, feel free to give me a call at 856-278-8255. 4042. Doc Sabicki, 856-278-4042. Text me. I want to hear from you.
We're having dead air, which I didn't want, but anyway, it's called life.
We were praying a little bit.
Yeah, we were praying, absolutely. Listen, by the way, Merry Christmas to all of you, and we're going to have a lot of great future guests on our show here at WWDB on the Father Jim Drucker Show, and we have an MP3 file song, Summertime. Talk a little bit about it, and then, Matthew, when you're ready, we're going to throw that on.
Well, this is a song of Janis Joplin, actually written by George Gershwin.
Okay.
Janis Joplin did it. Peg Pearl, who I'm proud, thank you, Lord, she's my wife.
Wonderful.
And but she had her own career in music, and she's a fantastic singer. She could get to your heart and your soul when you hear her. And so she did this song, and we want everybody to kind of get a chance to listen to it.
Such a fuss. from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Remember, the number to call is 888-329-3306. It's great to be back on the air in Philadelphia. We have a lot of people. Charlie Ingwe is on the phone waiting. In the meantime, I would like to bring on someone in a second. I had received a text a few days ago from a dear, dear friend of mine when I was a Catholic priest stationed at St. Joseph's Italian Catholic Parish in Pottsville. It was a half a block from Yuengling's. And I used to tell everybody in July and August, I come out of the rectory drunk because they were brewing the hops. I wasn't drinking, but I was drunk just walking out the hop. So Bobby Womer certainly would know all that. And Bobby is from Pottsville, PA. Yes, Womer Garage. We give a little plug there to you, Bobby. I love you. And Bobby wrote this to me. He said, good afternoon, Father Jim. How about playing a Schuylkill County recording, the Junior Brothers recording Heart, the first song Barb, his wife, that he, Bob, and Barb danced to at Willow Lake. And he said, thanks and God bless. Bobby, I say to you, thank you. God bless you and Barbara. I love you. And I just want to say it's great to be on the air and to introduce Frank Jordan, whom Billy Colucci well knows. Frank?
Yes. Boy, I'll tell you, that song brought back a lot of memories. I'll tell you, Jim, it's just so happy for you on your new venture. And you just keep on hanging in there, buddy. And I just follow you. That's what I'm going to do.
I never knew that that song was never released on a single.
Yes.
Never released on a single. And yet it was a big song when you did all your hops. And you did your, where was it, Lakewood? Was it Lakewood, am I right? Was it?
Oh, my goodness. Willow Lake was the place that
I'm right.
was big. But we had Lakewood. Blakeside was another one, 83 around. But these dances were packed. And these are the old places where you would go, like Palisades Park, if I give that analogy. But, you know, it's just great that these places would be jammed with kids, sometimes 3,000 kids. And a lot of them really waiting to hear that song. And then I bump into people that come up, boy, if it wasn't for that song, I would have never met that wonderful person in my life.
Now, weren't you with Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars for a while, I believe?
Yes, we were back in 1959.
Who were some of the groups you were with when you were in that caravan?
What a package. Dick Clark put together this one. One of the ones that stands out, Dion of the Belmonts back in those days. Dion became a great, great friend of mine. But you had other people on that tour that were like the Coasters, the Drifters. You had Annette Funicello. You had many, you know. Just awesome, awesome. And I enjoyed so much of the wonderful things that happened behind the scenes, actually. It's really a lot.
Now, Frank, we're going to do a show with you soon, a whole hour with Frank Jordan and the Jordan Brothers. And Billy, get into that microphone. Eat that mic a little bit. Billy brought back a master from England. What was the name of that song, Billy?
Give Me Some Lovin'.
And who recorded it first, Billy?
I can't even think about that.
I think it was them. I think the Jordan Brothers recorded it first.
Now, it was recorded in England. I forget. It was a real big star.
Spencer Davis.
He had it out in England, and it did all right. And then we picked it up, and Shelby Singleton from Mercury Records said, you should cut this record. And we did, a remake of it. Mirror Sound Studios in New York City.
Where the fudge was.
With Joe Venieri.
Wow.
And
Joe Venieri.
And we had a great record, and we were so excited because we really did a good job on the record. And I wrote the B-side
And you co-produced it, right?
I produced it with Joe Venieri.
And the Jamie label, right?
No, this was on Mercury Records.
Oh,
Phillips
Records. How about that? What a boo-boo I made.
Can
we cut that? I never make mistakes in the air. God,
that wasn't a big mistake.
Mercury Records.
It could have been on Jamie, too.
Bobby Reno probably was president.
I was thinking about Jamie, but we ended up, because I was working
See
for
that?
Mercury
I knew
Records.
I was right. You were thinking about Jamie.
Well, the record came out, and we immediately sold like 70,000 records in Philadelphia area.
Wow.
So we knew we had a hit on our way.
Now, listen, Frank, we're going to have a whole hour. I want to get back to Vanilla Fudge and to Vinny, how wonderful, what a blessing it is. And want to continue with more guitar music with a fellow from South Philadelphia, Frank Virtuoso, and he had this monster hit later to open up a recording studio on North Broad Street where I cut three or four master singles and albums. Frank Virtue and Guitar Boogie Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Ingway.
Yeah.
Are you there? Listen, are you rocking with us? We're on the radio here in Philadelphia, Charlie.
I'm here.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing, man?
Charlie,
hey.
The mole man.
Everybody's here.
The mole's here, Billy Carlucci, Dr. Zavicki, me, Father Jimmy, and Vinny Bartel.
Yeah, we did that gig together. Remember that gig we did in Long Island? It was with you two guys. We had... T.M. Stevens on bass. Right. Yeah, and we had
people. Crazy guy.
Yeah, man, that was you guys do a great show, man. We enjoyed, you know, backing you guys up there, and you would join with the Fudge.
That was fun. That was a fun night, man.
Charlie, I understand you have a new CD out. Promote it a little bit on the air. Talk about your CD.
Yeah, well, we got a new CD out, and it's going to be, it's available right now on, basically on the internet, on bandcamp.com. But after the first of the year, it'll be available digitally on all the, all the Spotify, Apple, and all the digital services to download.
Great. That's good.
And are we on the air now?
Yeah, we've been on the air, of course, yes.
Everybody's listening.
I want to say you got three of my favorite people in the world right there right now.
Who are they?
Billy Carlucci, Vinnie Martell, and the Prime Minister himself, the Mole Man, who actually is a co-writer on one of the songs on my album. And I have some good news for him right now.
We're in the studio.
We're on the air, cousin.
Well, I got some good news for you, Anthony. There's a UK label that is going to put out a single of Wake Up, Old World,
back with Moving in Love's Direction, and it's going to be pretty cool, man. We've got a single coming out in England. So,
God bless you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, listen, Charlie, you have to come down to the studio sometime, be live. We'll talk about all your hit records of past and your present CD. We'll have you on the air, and it was great having you on the air today. Just what a blessing.
Well, listen, you guys, I love all of you. I wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and to our great Philadelphia audience, same to you all, and thanks for being there.
Thank you.
God bless
you,
buddy. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Ray Charles in the background. You're listening to Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's new outreach on WWDB, and great lineup of stars to come in the future weeks on Saturdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Tony Orlando, Tony Battella, my dear friend of the Letterman, very close friend, and Dee Dee, of course, from the Crystals, Ron Dante with the Archies and the Cufflinks, Sugar Sugar and Tracy. We'll have Barbara Hawkins of the Dixie Cups, Rick Biagiola. There's a story there behind when the album came out, they called him Rick Baker because they didn't like his Italian name. So he took the album home, showed it to his mother, said, "What is this?" He said, "Oh, what happened, hey?" Anyway, Rick Biagiola and Jimmy Asherminer of the Outsiders, "Time Won't Let Me," Sonny Geraci, Dennis Stefano, my dear friend of the Buckinghams, Joey D, wonderful, love you, Joey, and blessings on Van Joyce, our dear friend who just passed away this past week. The Skyliners, Norman Fox will be on the air with us in a few weeks. And we had Terry Barr on, Tommy Coyle, local promoter, and Marv Rosenberg of the Safaris, Image of a Girl. Fellas, let's all get in. Let's everybody say goodbye. We love you, world. We love you, Philadelphia. God bless you in Turkey. May God bless you, Seni Savioram Sizi Savioros. Vinny, I love you.
Thank you so much. And the next time I'm on, we'll mention Robbie Robinson, Frankie Valli's music director. He was listening to the show. And thanks for having me, everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Jesus loves us, right?
Amen to that. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless America and God bless the veterans.
Boy, no Hayalita, Merry Christmas.
Mo here, been totally blessed with Vinny playing in our band, Suitcase Murphy.
He never thought he'd be on the air. Listen to this. My God, what a great show it is. And we're going to fade the show with Jerry Gross's song and Pal Rakes. And spread peace for Christmas. I love you all. Christos Razdayetsia Slavita Yaho. Love you.
God bless everybody. God bless you.
So many people, too many dead.